You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. Welcome back. It's funny when we haven't been in here for a while, I think I'm saying welcome back to the audience as if they've been gone as long as we have.
But secretly you're saying welcome back to yourself.
Pretty much. Not intentionally, but anyways, I hope you haven't been gone as long as we have.
Definitely. We have been busy here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, throwing the Drone U Fly-In, the 2018 Drone U Fly-In, which is a mission-based conference focused on providing real-world applications or practical applications for drone pilots. So drone pilots have to fly these missions. They're graded on them. They win prizes. Thanks to Colorado drone chargers, we gave away 10 quad chargers for Phantoms, Mavics, Inspires, Matrices, the whole thing. And the winner of the Drone U Fly-In was a guy named Patrick. We call him Stash because he had this handlebar mustache. Yeah. It's very cool.
It was
a crazy 4 days, Rob. When you think of the Drone U Fly-In, what do you think of?
I think of, obviously, a bunch of people having a great time. I think of people from literally beginner meaning. So one person, Honey. Which
her name's really Honey.
Her name is really Honey.
We're not just calling her Honey.
Every day it was a little... It was fantastic. I mean, she's a very neat lady, she and her son. But I think they had flown literally the day before was their first flight. So that's the epitome of a beginner. To people who are pretty well-versed, like Patrick, who's done quite a bit, actually. And so it's cool because there's so many different exercises, so many varying degrees of expertise and experience. And everybody had a great time. There was something for everybody. Everybody was learning from each other. It was just an incredible, incredible weekend. Some really amazing people involved.
Yeah, I mean, the only feedback I heard was positive. You know, having PIX4D come down and give those classes was awesome.
Bill being there was awesome.
Yeah, Bill English, NTSB was awesome. And in fact, you and I earned some new challenge coins from the NTSB. That was really, really cool.
Yeah, it was an honor.
It really was. And, you know, part of this show is to talk to you guys about the fly-in, what our plans are for next year. I know we've talked about not having a fly-in, but there was a little debate this morning.
Let's call it an ongoing debate.
It is an ongoing debate. But here was our idea. What if we put the success of next year's fly-in in the hands of the students? Because people are raving about the fly-in. I'm seeing photos everywhere about the fly-in. And
not just photos, but long diatribes on their experience, the people they met, the people involved. A lot of people talking about it extensively and the extremely great time they had.
Yeah. So with everyone asking us when are they throwing the next one because they want to sign up for it now, we thought, well, in order to make this worthwhile, because this isn't something that we really make a lot of money on. In fact, we don't at all. but that being said, it's great for engagement and interaction. And we decided before this last one that we would not have another fly-in. But we've changed our minds.
I wouldn't go so far as to say we've changed our minds.
Okay. We're not as saying that we're changing our minds. We're leaving the success of the fly-in up to you. You heard that right. Up to you. So what we're going to do, correct me if I'm wrong here, Rob, but this is still this is still what I understand
I'm gonna
what
roll
we're
with
doing.
It.
We were going to put it on our website for next year. And if what do we say? If 75 people sign up and pay to go to next year's event before January 1st of this coming year, that we would throw it. Am I understanding that correctly?
If that were to happen, I don't know how we could say no. But honestly, I don't think that'll happen.
Boom. I don't think it will either.
I really don't.
Did you get my article, though? I sent you an article at lunch, and I was like, this is what I want to do for the fly-in.
I saw it.
So now there are tour companies that are actually charging drone pilots $7,500. $7,500. You heard that right. To go on a drone adventure. They book your hotels, they book your transportation, they book the things you're going to film. I mean, this is kind of my idea for the next fly. And I was like, well, let's do something that actually is fun. And we can just take like the most selective pilots and all have a good time and do this thing.
Yeah. And, no, and it sounds like they're going to some pretty incredible locales as far as that thing that you sent.
True.
All over the world.
True.
So very cool.
So I'm
very
not
different.
Sure if I want the success of the next fly-in, because if we don't do the next fly-in, that's what I want to do.
Well, so that's a great time to transition into some of the other ideas
True.
Instead of the fly-in, including True. Regional stuff,
including
right?
regional trainings. Yeah, we did talk about doing regional trainings.
And I don't know that I would even call them trainings personally. I know that's what you're referring to them as. I would call them maybe regional fly-ins, regional get-togethers, a little more informal.
Yeah.
But where our DUE people are around the country, get together there, fly, maybe do a couple exercises, learn, have a good time.
We're going to be some adding like some that. Drone Elite pilots here.
We are excited about that.
I've got three on my mind.
That's one of the best things too about the fly-in is that some of those guys rise to the top.
And yeah, like, you're like, yeah, you.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're really excited about that. Big shout out and big thank you to Jeremy Zambek from Hawaii. Dude, you helped out so much.
You were amazing.
Thank you.
I don't know if you listen to these anymore, but you were amazing.
You were amazing. Big special thank you to Amanda. Paul Garver, Peter from DJI.
When we start naming names, you know you can't leave anybody out.
Bill English, NTSB.
This is the show about names now.
Rob Burdick, Tim Ray, Jake Burdick, all the kids driving the cars.
Except the ones that crashed my car.
Officer Dan, who purposefully made his car go sideways.
Is he really an officer?
No, that's his YouTube name. That's his stardom name.
I don't know.
It's a stage name.
I mean, I was going to say, he's a cool guy.
He is a cool guy.
I met him for the first time, but he didn't strike me as an officer.
I wonder why. Oh, man.
Oh, by the way, I should just tell you now, by the way, if you don't want to hear us ramble about this particular event and things to come, maybe you should stop listening because I don't want to have you guys get mad at us.
True. But you know what? We did have a good time. We just want to talk about it. Big special thank you also to Colorado Drone Chargers. I'm glad that everyone loved the subject tracking exercise. The fact that we had those two cars going, they're the exact same car. Then we did the subject tracking demo. If you haven't checked out that video on our Facebook page, check it out. I'm actually going to be launching the more produced version today.
Especially the thermal version of it. That thing is cool.
Yeah, that's on our Instagram at the Drone U. And guys, I mean, like, we've missed an episode, I think, this week, and it's because the fly-in takes it so much out of us. I mean, I even wrote in the Drone U Elite group, I was like, well, the success of the fly-in may be up to, you know, the students and, you know, this, that, and the other. And one of the things that they said is, you know, I heard this in the group. I never heard it in person, but they're like, I really hate hearing people complain about the price and then not understand how much work goes into it.
Yeah.
Because it's so much work. And the first day we had this horrible storm come through after everything was set up and it just destroyed half the obstacle courses.
It was brutal.
And it really kind of set us back to zero to set things up. I mean, the only things that weren't damaged were the things that were purposefully damaged. Right. I'm talking about the car accident.
That's right. That's true.
I mean, literally, couldn't the storm broke those cars more? Because it would have added more drama to the mapping station.
That's funny. Very true.
By the way, the winners of the Drone U Fly-In, let me pull this up really quick because I do want to go over this. I think it's important.
Yeah, so every exercise, there were 9 of them, had a winner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Paul's looking up here now. And then, of course, Patrick was the overall winner.
Yep. So Dano, or the quad father, won the subject tracking exercise. Dan Jordan won Fast Water River exercise.
Chicago in the house.
Mm-hmm. Patrick won investigative droning. Jeff Jackson won the cinematography course with John Elliott. Bill English won the accident scene reconstruction. And Tom Baird was second on that.
Is that right?
That's actually really cool because he was at the mapping class in Georgia.
No offense to Tom because I know he did a great job. But
he's
understand
a smart
it,
cookie.
He is very smart. He's very smart. But as I understand it, Bill kind of crushed the competition.
He told Doug to get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Izzy won the thermal exercise, search
cool
and rescue.
Dude. I like
Oh,
Izzy.
Man. Okay, I have to tell this story. So, by the way, I still hope we have those dummies because we want to use them for our thermal review this week with a new unique drone. But we had one of these dummies out in the field, and they had this hemp, yes, hemp festival next door to our event, which really sucked in all honesty because people were driving on the fields.
And we didn't lose a single participant to the hemp festival, which tells you how good our event was.
Yes, that is true. But the funny thing is we had one of these dead bodies, right? Dead body. It's not really a dead body. It's a mannequin covered in thermal paint so that it actually heats up and really reflects a lot of heat so it shows up well on a thermal camera. Well, anyway, the hemp festival had like a crew of 20 security guards. I mean, their security team was enormous.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, I mean, we saw this happen twice. You would see four dudes just sprinting to the dead body, the fake dead body, sprinting to the dead body. And then he like picks up the hand and realizes it's a mannequin and goes, oh my gosh, and just buries his head in his chest and slowly walks away.
Poor guy.
And then the second time, they were playing a joke on their security buddy. So they literally point at the dead body and then go, oh no, and start screaming. And then the other guy runs up to the dead body and he like picks up the arm, shakes his head, and walks in pure shame back to the hemp festival.
Man, that's cold-blooded. Guy thought he was about to make a rescue.
No rescues. John McBride was the only one making rescues. Yeah. So another person to thank, by the way, John McBride and Rocky Mountain Unmanned Systems. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't have had the thermal challenge. So we're very, very, very grateful for that. That was a lot of fun. So
yeah, so each station was an hour and a half, and they went by so fast. And John's was one of the ones that went by the fastest because there was just so much information coming out of John, and people just sat there. I think probably for the hour and a half that people were at his thermal station, 30 minutes of it was flying because there was just so much conversation and literally teaching by John to the participants,
but
which
that's
is really
how it
cool.
Should be. That's how education should be. It should be informational and then hands-on, like boom, right there, because that's how you're going to retain it.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So anyway, well, going back to who won the events, the last couple I've got, the real estate videography event, which is where they were flying the balloon museum and creating a video of it, was actually won by Jeremy Zambek. The obstacle course, the winners, with a time of 32 seconds with the Phantom 4 Pro was Dan Jordan. Doug Peterman won the Mavic class, and Jesse won the Inspire class, but the Inspire class was quickly taken over by John McBride and Paul Eakin. So,
was that his Inspire that you wrecked?
Yes. By the way,
he didn't seem to care about that at all.
It pirouetted. Like, literally, okay, so here's what happened. I'm going through the obstacle course a second time with John's Inspire because mine was at the office. I just totally forgot about it. And I'm blasting through the course. I mean, blasting through the course. And on the very last obstacle, I literally, my tail end as I'm elevating out of the obstacle hits the top of the obstacle and the Inspire just backflips like twice. And it hits the ground and then it pirouettes, so it's like spinning. And if I would have saw it, I actually could have saved the drone after the initial crash while it bounced back in the air. I know that sounds weird, but if I would have saw that, I totally could have overcorrected for it and like made the drone fly. So
I wish that would have happened.
Well, I couldn't see it because of the tunnels were obstructing my view of the drone.
Yeah.
But when I saw the video of it from, I think it was, I forget his name, the Army guy, Jeb. When I saw Jeb's video of it, I was like, whoa.
Is that on Facebook?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it is.
Check that out.
But anyway, John beat me literally by a half a second on the obstacle course, and I was using John's drone.
So that's about as fair as it gets.
I'm pissed. I'm so pissed. Like, John, if you're listening to this, you're going down, dude. I'm going to be actually practicing next year or whenever we're doing another obstacle course. So
it was fun.
Anyway, second place on the obstacle course, Dano with the Phantom, Alex with the Mavic Pro, and Todd with the Inspire. So that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Definitely a lot of fun.
Very cool.
But that's going to do it for us. We don't want to bore you guys. The fly-in was a lot of fun. We're going to be launching this thing soon. So if you want another fly-in, well, we're going to need your vote.
We're not going to need your vote. We're going to need your money.
Need your money.
That will guarantee it.
Better get your money.
That's right.
Anyway.
Hopefully.
All right, guys. Well, that is going to do it for us today. Back onto the informative podcast, back onto the news, and all the fun things of Ask Drone U. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.